We turn now in God's Word to Matthew chapter 11, where we will be reading verses 1 through 15. Matthew chapter 11, verses 1 through 15. Hear now God's holy and inerrant, infallible word. When Jesus had finished giving instructions to his 12 disciples, he departed from there to teach and preach in their cities. Now when John, while imprisoned, heard of the works of Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the expected one, or shall we look for someone else?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Go and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who does not take offense at me." As these men were going away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? Or what did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Those who wear soft clothing are in kings' palaces. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and one who is more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Baptizer. And yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptizer until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violent men take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to accept it, John himself is Elijah who was to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And that is God's word to us. The disciples are sent out. Jesus also went out to the various cities. He began preaching the good news of the coming of the kingdom that would be finally realized in his death and resurrection. And that coming of the kingdom leads Matthew to go back to what happened to John the Baptizer. John had heard that the Christ, the Messiah, had come and sent word asking if that was him, if this was him. And so verses 4 through 6, we find Jesus' response. And his response is, "Look at what's happening, John. All these things that were told in the prophets, the blind receiving sight, the lame walking, lepers being cleansed, deaf hearing, the dead being raised to life, the poor having good news preached to them. These are all things that are happening right now." And these things, all that the prophets spoke concerning Christ who was to come, they're happening right now. So his response is basically in saying that, "Yes, I am the Christ." Then as the disciples were sent off, Jesus began preaching to the crowds about John, the baptizer. He is a prophet. It's a prophet in many ways like Elijah. Elijah who was to come, it says verse 14, and described in many ways to be like him. And John as a prophet was preparing the way for me, Jesus, to come. And John of all the prophets before Christ is the greatest prophet. And this is truly astounding for us today, beloved, because he goes on and he shows that the one who is after the death of Christ, who believes in Jesus for salvation, is greater than John. That is, you have more revealed to you than John ever did with all of the Old Testament. And so, beloved, as you are greater than John in that way, how much more then is expected of you as followers of Jesus Christ. Those who have seen Christ from afar, of His death and His resurrection, now knowing with great comfort and hope that He is seated on the throne, that He will deliver you unto eternal life without any shadow. John saw the shadows. We receive the real thing. We have the real thing. And so let us honor Christ with our lives. And that is our calling here. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful for Your Son, Jesus Christ. That He is the one who was giving the blind sight and healing the lepers and causing the deaf to hear. Father, even raising up the dead to life. And the poor having the good news preached to them. Father, we're thankful that the Messiah has come and His name is Jesus. And there is no name under heaven amongst men by which we must be saved but by His name. And so, Father, we're asking this day that You would save Your people. That they would believe in Jesus. And that we who have believed, we would see what we actually have. We have more than John ever had. We had more than Adam and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and Moses had. We had more even than David or Solomon and all his wisdom. We had more than John. So ought we not to be holier than they when they were on the earth? For we have so much more clarity of the Scriptures, more clarity of what we ought to believe and what You require of us in our lives. You've given us all things in Christ Jesus. You've given us promise upon promise upon promise and secured for us blessing upon blessing upon blessing. And You sit on the throne, sovereign over all. You are God Almighty, the Maker of the heavens and the earth. You're the Sustainer, even over our own souls, by Your Holy Spirit who is present with us even now. So, Father, we ask that You would, in these things, spur us on to greater zeal and love for You. A greater love for Your Word, Your commandments, Your ordinances, Your statutes, Your commandments, Your law. And give us grace to obey You and love You. In Christ Jesus, in His righteousness. And we pray in His name. Amen.